The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word, and welcome to 2023. Can you believe it? A brand new year. And with the new year, I thought today I would do something a little bit different. I kind of do this every few years. I don't think I did it last year, but we're going to talk a little bit about why we do this broadcast and how God led us to this ministry. And so join us today as we open the Scripture in a few moments and consider His Word. We're going to be in 2 Timothy, by the way. 2 Timothy chapter 2. I want to encourage you to go look at our website at considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there, a number of resources. You'll find the programs on all of the series. Now, we've been doing a series on the Second Coming and on the book of Revelation, just kind of a flyover of the book. We're almost finished, and you can go back and hear all of those broadcasts there at the website. So they are stored there, and so you can go back and look at them again or just kind of catch up to where we are now. So at the website also is a link where you can contact us, and we would love to hear from you. We especially would like to know where you're hearing the broadcast today, and if you'll send us an address, we'll send you a little prayer journal. Now, this is just a small notebook. It'll fit easily into a shirt pocket. I'm holding one in my hand right now. It'll easily fit into a purse or into a Bible case. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night, and I fill it in as people give prayer requests. And then I pray for them all week long. And so we'd love to send you one of these little prayer journals. Now, there's no obligation. You don't have to send us anything unless God lays that on your heart. So you can contact us through the website. Again, give us an address where we can send the prayer journal and tell us where you're hearing the broadcast. Now, you can also contact me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, many simply write to us. In fact, most of the requests we get for the prayer journals just come through the regular mail. That kind of surprises me with all the technology we have around today. So you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Again, Consider His Word Ministries, 30290, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, I'll tell you this, that I am not at Clewiston. I'm about 40 miles from Clewiston. We're deep in the Everglades. This ministry comes to you from the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation, where we have a ministry here among the Seminole people. Little church here, you can go check all those out at the website. The address is also there at the website. If you'd like to know more about our ministry here on the reservation, you can go to bigcypress.us, that website, bigcypress.us. You'll see a picture of our church there and a little bit of about our ministry here on the reservation. We've been working among the Seminole people for almost 33 years, and we thank God for it. I have no intention to retire. We'll just keep going as long as we can and as long as God can use us here. Now let's talk about the radio ministry, Consider His Word. Started Consider His Word around 1997 or 98. This broadcast God has given us for over 25 years. It was a time when God just laid it on my heart. You know, I've always, since a young man, since I guess high school and college, wanted to do a radio broadcast of some kind. And it really came from hearing broadcasts. Some of the old guys like J. Vernon McGee and some of the broadcasts from those early days. So much enjoyed those, and they were always such a blessing to me. And I always thought, you know, someday I want to do that. And so in around 97, 98, we had been working on the reservation there for about 7 or 8 years at that point. And God just laid it on my heart to do a local broadcast. And initially, we did a 30-minute broadcast. Now, it was called Consider His Word, even back then. And we were doing some Native American gospel music. There are some great Native American gospel artists out there. So we would feature some of them on the broadcast. We would then do about a 10-minute program, about or message like we're doing now. And I would record it on cassette. Yeah, back in the cassette days. I would make a copy. I would hand carry it to a radio station out of Fort Lauderdale. And we started that way. And then shortly after that, I began doing some shortwave radio. And so I got a duplication machine. And at one point, I was sending out 6 cassette tapes every month or every week because they wanted them that way. So we would send the broadcasts out. It was a lot of work, much different than it is today. And so as the broadcast began to grow and people began to hear it, we were not on the internet back then. In fact, the internet was just barely getting started. And so we would broadcast by sending out those cassette tapes. After a while, as we prayed about it and thought about it, we'd been backed up to a 15-minute broadcast, which we continue today. And so we dropped the Native American gospel music and we just began doing the Consider His Word broadcast as a 15-minute program. It was not until we moved here at the Big Cypress Seminole Reservation where we began doing the broadcast on the internet. We set up the website, considerhisword.org. We began posting the broadcast there. At that time, we were broadcasting on about 8 stations, maybe not even that. I had dropped the shortwave broadcast, and we'd gone to AM/FM radio in just a few markets. Little by little, the program began to grow as people began to support the broadcast, and we went up to 10 programs or 10 cities across the country. And then it was about 5 or 6 years ago that we doubled our outreach, and we began broadcasting in different markets across the country. And so today, the broadcast is on 18 radio stations in 12 markets. And we're praying that God would give us 20 in the next year, give us 2 more in 2 different markets. And so if there's a small radio station in your area, somewhere near you, a Christian station or a country station or whatever, we'd be interested in talking to them possibly. Something to pray about. So from the beginning, our purpose was to encourage people to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. And as we do the messages, we do them so that you would think about them and so that you would consider what God says. Our theme verse, and actually the verse behind the broadcast, is 2 Timothy 2:7. It says, "Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things." Now, Paul was writing this to a young preacher, Timothy, and he was telling Timothy, consider what I'm telling you, and the Lord give you understanding. And that's kind of what I want to do with this broadcast, is as we study the Word of God and as we go through different passages of Scripture, sometimes in a series, sometimes not, we want you to consider what God is saying. And then the Spirit of God will lead you to understanding. Jesus said that when He gave us the Spirit of God, that He would give us understanding and that He would kind of, in a way, open our eyes, show us what the truth is. And so under the leading of the Holy Spirit, let Him speak to you the words that we say in the broadcast. So again, our purpose is to encourage people to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, and instruction in righteousness." All of these things. And so the Word of God will accomplish all of those as it goes out. The Word of God will accomplish what God wants it to. And so we'd encourage you to listen to the program prayerfully. Now, another thing that I mention every year is I want to encourage you to be reading the Scripture every day. It's one thing to listen to Christian radio or to listen to these programs on the broadcast or on the podcast. We now have a podcast on several sites. But I want you to encourage you to be in the Word of God yourself. Don't just depend on somebody to tell you what it says. Get into the Word of God and read it so you know what it says. As a young teenager, we would go to a park in downtown where we lived. There's a river that went through the town. We would go down there and talk to people. In fact, back in the 70s, we'd go and there'd be people just sitting around, some singing, some not singing, and they'd say, we'd say something like, "Want to rap?" And they'd say, "Oh, yeah, sure." And we'd sit down and begin talking to them. Often we would start with creation or something that may be going around us. And one day as we were talking to a young man, he pointed to a Bible and he says, "Do you believe that?" And I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "Well, have you read it?" And, you know, as a young Christian, I had read passages of Scripture, but I had not read through the Bible. And I said, "Well, I haven't read all of it." And he said, "Then how do you know you believe it?" Now, I was just trusting God at that time, but boy, that encouraged me to get into the Word of God and read it through. So, three things I want to tell you. First of all, get you a plan. Whether you read through the Bible in a year, the New Testament in a year, find you a plan. There's plans all over the internet. Maybe your church has a plan. There are calendars with plans. They're all over, so find you a plan. The second thing is I would encourage you to have a place. Now, I have a chair that I sit in every morning, get me a cup of coffee, and I sit down, and the first thing I do is pick up my Bible and begin to read. So get you a place, whether it's your favorite chair. I would suggest you get out of bed. Don't read in bed. Get up and get your day started and find you a place and make it a place where that spot is where you always pray and where you always read the Scripture. The third thing I would say is have a purpose. Why are you reading the Word of God? If it's just to be reading, then you're going to miss a lot. Have a purpose. Is it for Christian growth? Is it to learn more about God? Is it to equip you to be a better witness? Find a purpose. And so I want to encourage you. Now, if you need a reading plan, I have some here I can send you. Just write to us at the addresses that I've mentioned earlier, and I can send you one of those reading plans. But whatever it is, get into the Word of God and consider His Word. Now, I want you to pray for this broadcast. Pray for me. Pray that God would give us at least two more stations this year. Maybe my goals are too short. Maybe I should be praying for 25. I don't know. Whatever it is, we're going to continue as long as God allows and as long as God provides. This broadcast does cost us money. And it's a ministry. And I do have a few supporters, not a lot. But if God would lay that on your heart, you can give through the website or through the addresses that I gave you earlier. Whatever it is, pray for us. That would be the main thing. Pray that God would help us to grow and God would help us to reach more people around the country with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we would appreciate that so much. Today, I appreciate you for listening. And I hope that you'll stay with us through 2023. God bless you. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word. The preceding program was listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries.